My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Dave, I wanted to say congratulations for 25 years of excellent information and entertainment. And I wanted to find out, did you give Reno Grant his radio voice?
Who's Reno Grant?
He's a local traffic reporter for many years.
Oh, is he?
Down here in South Florida.
Yes. Oh, whoops. I guess I should know that, right?
And he has a very similar voice and inflection to the Dave Gravel, but not quite as good.
No, of course not.
I have to say that because you signed my paychecks.
Yeah, exactly. Probably doesn't have quite the ego that I have either.
It's true.
But thank you very much, Greg. Sure, yeah. I try to give my voice to whoever wants it, whoever can use it legally. or whatever. But we appreciate Greg's comments and congratulatory message. We'd love to hear from you as well. If you call in, hopefully using our app or the 800 number, tell us what you liked or disliked about tech in the last 25 years. By the way, brought to you in part by
CE Week 2020 in New York, the industry's only mid-year look at the latest tech products and trends. Check out ceweekny.com. Now let's head back to Vegas for some more of our CES coverage.
The founder and CEO of a very cool company that is using drones to protect our homes. They're saying, beware of the bee. We're going to find out what that's about. Alex Petrikoff, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is something we run across here in Vegas that certainly caught our attention. How are you using drones to protect our homes?
So this is the world's first fully autonomous drone that automatically flies out to investigate something unusual that's happening around your home.
And how does it determine what's unusual?
There's a set of sensors, we call them the sunflowers. You place them around your property. They can detect people, animals, and cars. They look like garden lights, but actually they're very sophisticated motion and vibration sensors. And if they detect something unusual, you get a notification and they can deploy the drone. The drone flies out, flies directly to where the action is, can follow it around, and it'll give you live footage to your phone or to your iPad or to the web.
Gotcha. And this device, if you're listening on the radio, have no fear. Video of all the radio interviews are available. Whoa, opens up because it detected something unusual. The drone starts, and it would, of course, not in an indoor environment here at a trade show, but otherwise would launch and go check out this unusual activity.
Yeah, it's essentially a flying security camera. So instead of installing dozens and dozens of cameras all over your property to cover every blind spot, you have one system, it just flies out, it goes directly to where it is, and it follows the action around, so you always have good context of what's going on, and you can always see, and you can always direct it to see, look at a different place in your property.
And this is especially helpful if you're not at home, perhaps, and maybe around the world somewhere, and you want to know what's going on in your home, or if you're at home, you've got all that capability, other than just some cameras mounted on your walls.
Exactly, yeah.
And as a former police officer, I have to ask, because I'm hearing my audience in my head, is there any kind of deterrence at that point that the drone can provide? I mean, will it talk to perhaps a bad guy or girl and say, get out of my yard or anything like that?
No, there's no speakers on it. There's no, there's nothing. Basically, you will hear it. It's not too loud, but you know, when you see a drone following you around, it's pretty intimidating. It's like a security guard or at the very least a dog that starts barking.
Yeah, for sure. And by all means, high tech. I love that. You're using technology. Is it available yet? And what is the cost?
We just made it available today. So you can come to our website, sunflowerlabs.com. You can pre-order it. We expect to ship it in the summer to our first customers. And it starts just under $10,000.
Okay, so it is for high-end residential, But the fact is, prices are going to come down like anything else in technology. Version 2 might have some additional features, that sort of thing. But if you're one of those early adopters, you want to visit sunflowerlabs.com and snag one of these. Why do you say beware the bee?
The drone is called the bee. The sensors are called sunflowers. The base station, the box, is called a hive. So we have a little theme going. And, you know, and bees are scary. So, you know.
I love it. And they buzz around, and hopefully you run away. Go elsewhere. Terrific. And, of course, when it finishes checking out the surrounding area, then I'm assuming it comes back to the hive and closes up, right? So you can close it for us and show us how it looks like perhaps an outdoor air conditioning system.
Yeah, we have arguably the best autonomous landing system in the world. The drone has a really unique shape, which is countered by the unique shape of our landing platform. That gives us this additional reliability in order for it to land really well. It can land in pretty strong winds as well. It can fly in almost all weather, you know, except for maybe a hurricane or a blizzard. And it comes back, it lands, it charges, and it's ready to go again within minutes.
Love it. Well, continued good luck to you guys. Very cool technology. Obviously looking forward to it coming way down in price as version 2 or 3 becomes available, but really neat and glad you're showing it here.
Thank you so much.
As an optics industry leader for many decades, our next guest is here to tell us about their latest very cool product. Senior Vice President of North American Sales for Celestron is Ben Houck. Ben, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Doing great, Dave. Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure, and we catch up with you here at the Showstoppers After Hour press event, where a whole bunch of us media type get to badger you guys and let us know what the new latest greatest things are. And you've got a very cool latest greatest thing from Celestron. Tell me about it.
We do. So we are here celebrating our 60th anniversary as a company. And we are introducing a revolutionary new product. This is called the StarSense Explorer Telescope.
Nice.
Now, the StarSense Explorer Telescope is very unique in that it incorporates the power of a smartphone device and proprietary StarSense technology from Celestron to automatically locate objects in the nighttime sky using a sophisticated process called plate solving.
Wow.
Sounds a little bit techie,
yeah.
Is a little bit techie, but the basic idea of it is pretty simple. The camera on your smartphone will actually take images live of the nighttime sky. It will then look at the star patterns in the night sky, and it will kind of do like it's fingerprinting the night sky. It'll look through its database and say, bam, we got a match. I know exactly where I'm pointed in the sky. From there, it can guide you to thousands of objects in the nighttime sky just instantly.
Because I'm looking at, for those listening on the radio have yet to see the video, describe what's on top of the smartphone, because it looks like almost a funnel device. I guess that's where it's sort of funneling the camera's view to the sky?
That's exactly right. So what we have here is a what we call is the dock for
okay.
your smartphone.
Got it.
And the dock has a mirror. And then it also has a mechanism that allows you to center the smartphone's camera over that mirror. So it's actually looking into the sky. So the starlight from the sky is going to bounce off that mirror directly into your smartphone camera.
Nice. And then that's where your Celestron app, no doubt, is now taking over and doing all these algorithms and all the fun, fancy plating stuff.
That is exactly right. The plate solving stuff.
Yeah. And then it says, oh, the Big Dipper I'm recognizing. And now the Celestron Explorer DX is saying, oh, yeah, you think that's cool? Check this out. And now we see everything around it as well.
That's exactly right. You can either locate individual objects. So if you're like, hey, I remember back in astronomy class, they were talking about the Orion Nebula. I've never seen this before. You can actually slew the telescope directly to it, and the arrows on the screen will actually guide you to the object. And once you land on it, it will actually show a green bullseye, letting you know you are on the Orion Nebula. So it's great.
That is awesome. So those arrows are actually saying, keep going, keep turning, and I'll tell you when you're there. There. Now check out this particular nebula, for example.
That's exactly right. You can also go in and do something like a Tonight's Best, where this knows where you're located. It knows the time. It knows the date. So it knows everything in the nighttime sky, and it knows if it's a good object to look at. Some things are really faint. Yeah. Others are a little bit brighter. So it's going to know with this telescope, there's a lot of cool things to look at. So right here, it has a double cluster. You click on that, brings up a bunch of information. It even has an audio file so it can teach you about it, like having an astronomy professor out in your backyard with you.
I love it.
And then you just hit the locate, and then there's those arrows again. And as you swing the telescope over to that object, those arrows collapse down until you hit that bullseye. You look in your eyepiece, you're looking at the double cluster.
Wow. Is the Explorer DX available yet?
Yeah, they're available immediately at Celestron.com. And we actually have two different series. We have the StarSense Explorer LT and the StarSense Explorer DX. This is a DX model, so this is the deluxe model. These are retailing for $399, and there's two different models available.
$399. That
just
is want correct. To make sure it's not under $4. But
$399.
But honestly, that's a lot less than I thought you were going to tell me. I figured we were going to spend a grand on this for all that it does, and as big as it is, you got to check it out at intotomorrow.com. And then the light version or the LT version?
Yep. The LT version is $179, and there's two models there. So,
and does it do similar functioning?
Yes, it has the same technology. The difference between the two series is the DX is going to have a larger mount, a larger tripod, and they also have larger optical tubes, which are going to gather more light, so you can see fainter objects, more detail.
Ah, that's awesome. You got to check it out at Celestron.com. Ben, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at Showstoppers event, and good luck to you, and happy 60th anniversary. You don't look a day over 30.
Thank you very much. Much, Dave.
Our pleasure. We're back with more from Las Vegas as we launch our 25th year on the air, bringing you further into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline right here on the Advanced Media Network.